Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
What'd he say?
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
But saying it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas, which we said Waco.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
You said it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas.
I did not say that. Okay?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff.
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? It's Good Friday. It's a holy day of obligation. Justin Verlander's on the bump. James Ahedebo's stopping by. We got a Rockets bet. John Lopez might be dumping his coconuts in coffee.
No, but okay.
He's also going to lay out the perfect formula for a Texans draft. We got so much going on, so many good things, but we keep our friends at Mad Radio here as we start In the Loop episode 221. Because Mike Meltzer said something at the end of the show that has me very concerned. Mike Meltzer, tell people what you're doing on Sunday.
Go to church with a friend of mine.
God
Easter
bless you.
Easter Sunday.
Good for you.
She has roped me into this, and I feel like, you know what, I could use an uplifting message, so I will show up. I usually go after the singing, because I'm not going to lie, the singing makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
But now this is the important thing, and this is how I know Landry's going to hell. This is
not the only reason,
objection, by the way, to this. Now, I've got a lot of objections to Mike's platonic friends, like his non-sexual friends, but
that's
but
a
Landry's
different topic.
Objection to this is that Mike is going to church with a woman that he has no sexual relationship with, and he's not trying to have one.
Right.
So, like, Landry, by extension, Landry means you should only go to church with a woman if you're trying to get into her pants.
Fair point.
Which to me, look, I'm no theologist. I don't think that's why you should be going to church.
I think you're onto something there, Seth. I really do.
He might, I mean, kind of, that's kind of how I presented it. But also, I feel like there's some things that girls ask you to do that they wouldn't ask you to do if they didn't want more than a platonic friendship. And New Year's dinners with the family is one thing that Mike's done with a platonic friend.
I have.
And church on Sunday, that's next level. That's next level, Seth.
It's next level. I've been to church before a couple times with this person. Mm-hmm. And so I figured, you know what, Easter, you know what, I'll do my due diligence and I'll hopefully get a good message
out
of it.
Are you a friend or are you an emotional support dog?
Because
so with some of these women, I feel like you should be getting toted onto an airplane with them.
Well, here's what I think, guys. I mean, I think Mike's keeping them in the friend zone. I think Mike is secretly diabolical, and he's using them as the emotional support.
No, I decided a few months ago that I'm going to stop dating because it's just exhausting me. It's tiring. I'm off all the dating apps, and so I'm just going to focus on myself.
I think Mike is onto something that more guys should do. And hear me out. No, hear me out.
Because
he is friend zone with a multitude of women, it makes him more unattainable, hence more attractive, and they actually go after him harder.
It's the theory.
It's like when Mel Gibson was not a freak, and he would go on all these shows and say, I love my wife, I'm never leaving my wife. Women love that even more because he's so unattainable.
I think it's a pretty good theory. I'm not trying to execute that strategy, but it's a good theory by you.
It's a good plan to be a devoted, committed husband as an avenue to the P-Wagon.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think you're onto something, Mike. I never really put it together like that before.
I'll report back Monday what the message was on Easter Sunday.
Okay. Yeah,
you know what? I got a hunch. I know what it is.
Fair points.
Just a hunch. Yeah. I know what the message is on Easter Sunday.
If you want a message that's different, don't go on Easter. This is a pretty predictable message.
Yes,
Mike.
I think I know
Fair
the
enough.
Message.
You're a very smart guy.
We have a good weekend. Have a good holiday. Enjoy church. I got your back on this, buddy.
Thank you.
I got your back on this.
Paul and Seth, right there.
Yeah.
Figgy, you going to church on Sunday?
Yes, sir. I go every Sunday.
Yes, that's sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'll let you know what the message is. Come on.
Spoiler you know alert. Spoiler alert.
Don't spoil it for me, Michael.
Spoiler alert.
What do they talk about on Easter? What could they possibly be talking about on Easter, Figgy?
Landry Locker, John Lopez. Hmm,
maybe God.
Is it the third day?
Did he rise?
Is he going to rise again?
Maybe Jesus.
Oh, hey, speaking of which, this is my last day. If I can get through today, I'm sailing. And you know what I'm talking about.
What you talking about?
I made the commitment during Lent.
You did make a commitment.
As you were wont to do, as you're supposed to do, that I would not make any Seinfeld references over the course of
the show.
And the
show's been a lot better for it, by the way.
No, people are... See, people are... They want me to make the Seinfeld. This is my last... If you're going to try to get me to make a Seinfeld reference, this is your last day. Your last chance.
I feel like people loved it, man. I feel like people loved... You know what else people loved yesterday? I was getting a lot of good feedback on the... on the game-by-game schedule.
What's that?
The game-by-game schedule that we went through.
Oh, that was...
The thing that we do the day after the schedule's released every day.
That was really solid.
Yeah, man. It's just, you know, I wanted to get it up there on the site, but, you know, I think it got on there eventually. But, you know, it happens. It happens.
Oh, trust me. I know what happens.
Is Bite Me Up?
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Our guy Brad did a hell of a job on that. The Bite Me podcast.
Yes, very, very good. What'd y'all talk
about
this week?
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big. We had some good topics this one. I think the best topic on the Bite Me Fishing podcast this week was probably which soft plastic bait is best for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's riveting right there.
It was pretty riveting. It really
was. I'm in on that.
Yeah.
I'm in on that. Figgy, how was the Gyms and Juice yesterday?
It was pretty good, man. We actually discussed Game of Thrones.
Oh, never mind.
Oh my gosh.
No, Rocket think it's the show is pretty bad now.
Wow.
That's not a bad take.
Yeah. He's a ballsy guy.
Mark Vandermeer agreed with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Ballsy guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ryan said he think it's getting worse and the show need to end.
You know my theory on Game of Thrones?
Jump the shark. It's like Happy Days when they literally jump the shark. That's where that that reference came from.
Yeah, he said the movie. He said the show got bad after the books because the show went quicker than the books.
Mm.
The writer is taking longer to write the books.
Gotcha.
And so they had to kind of like make up their own thing. He says pretty bad and cheesy.
Reaching.
I feel like there's a lot of copycat going on with Game of Thrones. I know there's some people who were in it to till the beginning that just started, but I feel like as soon as it got popular, everyone felt like they were obligated to watch it. And there's a lot of people pretending. They'll say that they would say the show was good no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's some diehards that are really saying, you know, that was a disappointing episode.
No, I agree. Vandermeer was a diehard, and he thinks it's kind of a jump the sharkish, but it could get a lot better
this
year.
We'll see. Who knows? We won't see, but some people will see. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Justin Verlander on the bump tonight for the Houston Astros. They're in Arlington looking to... I can't believe I'm saying this. They're looking to tie the season series with the Rangers. I know that. I know it's early, but... Losing 2 out of 3 to the Rangers, regardless of how early it is,
right?
It's just never really a good look, John.
Well, just because it's the Rangers,
and they're not good,
and because they're inferior. Yeah, because they're an inferior team. No need to worry. It's Verlander on the mound. This is going to be a win.
I'm saying right now, bet on it.
Yeah,
if you bet, just put your whole account on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the Astros to beat the Rangers tonight. Put the whole account. Verlander ain't losing to the Rangers, especially after the rest. So just go ahead and do that. Make you some money, double the money that you can spend Easter weekend, and then you can thank me later. I'm not going to ask for any equity or anything. Just go ahead and make that bet, get that money. Speaking of bets. I think people are getting a little bit too confident about the Houston Rockets.
This
Rockets,
is over,
Jazz,
man.
Game
it's
3
over.
Tomorrow night. I'm not saying the series isn't over, but this isn't going to be a sweep.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think this is going to be a sweep. And the Jazz are actually favored tomorrow by 3 points. A lot of people confused by that, but just look at their record. If you look at them on the season, including the playoffs, on the road, they're a losing team. They're 21-22. But at home, 29-12, which is why they're a 3-point favorite. I expect the Jazz to come out pretty strong tomorrow. I don't expect them to win the series, but... I just find it hard to believe that the Jazz are going to get swept by the Rockets.
I think the Rockets could absolutely lose tomorrow. But, I mean, the more I think about it, I think they may have just taken the life out of – they may have sucked the life out of
you
the
think
Jazz
that you
collectively.
Think?
And they go ahead and put their golf clubs in their trunks and just play out the string the next couple of games. The Jazz, I'm talking about.
Okay, you think so?
Yeah, I think they could.
Okay, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see, but what is the bet going to be? What are you going to do if the Rockets lose tomorrow? Because I don't want to root against the Rockets. I'll do whatever I need to do. But
if you want to make it interesting, you want me to? I'll take the Rockets. I think the Rockets will go ahead and stick a knife in them tomorrow.
So I'm hoping I lose then. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I'll take the Jazz tomorrow. And what will I have to do if the Rockets lose?
All right. Well, we always often
if the Rockets win,
we throw it out to the listeners as well. 713-572-4610. If you want to text in the bet, I have an idea, and it has something to do with a regular appearance, so to speak, on this show.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Super gross.
I text her. You can literally feel the little feet on the side of my tongue. Oh, and it's like it was crushing the little their souls, even though they're already dead.
But like I was crushing their stomach.
I dare you to do it.
So there you go.
Yeah, we ate grasshoppers.
Loser eats a grasshopper.
Okay. That's a bet.
Loser eats a grasshopper. I've got the Rockets tomorrow.
That's a bet.
You've got the Jazz. Loser eats a grasshopper.
Okay.
On air.
On air. Mm-hmm. On air Monday morning. Mm-hmm. Deal. Gotcha. You want to get on either side of this, Figgy?
I can.
Who you got? You got Rockets or Jazz tomorrow?
I got Rockets.
You got Rockets. Good, good. So if the Rockets lose, you and I have to eat a grasshopper, Figgy.
You got the Rockets, too?
I got the Rockets, too. He's got the Jazz.
Deal. Okay. There we go. So go Rockets. Hopefully I'm eating a grasshopper on Monday. Hopefully the Rockets are up 3-0, getting ready to sweep the Jazz. I just think it's going to be a little bit tougher tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, I don't want to alienate our audience, but tomorrow's also a big day for many people. 420 is tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
It is tomorrow. And you know my stance on 420, right?
What is it?
It's a poser day. Because let's be honest, most of the people who celebrate 420 are smoking that Oski Woski Peasky Weesky
high-grade marijuana called Kush on the street.
A.K.A. that Marahuchi every damn day. This is almost like an obese person celebrating National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah,
or
pizza
something.
Day.
You eat pizza and cheeseburgers every day, so let's not make too much of it. 420 is a very somewhat of a poser holiday.
But I thought 420 also was like the perfect time to get the perfect high.
I don't know that, John.
Isn't that what's talked about, what's said?
I don't know. So you would argue that some people say it's always the perfect time to get the perfect high.
Somebody texted this as far as our bet. John has to eat a steak with ranch. I'll tell you this right now, Figgy. I would rather eat a grasshopper than a steak with ranch.
Okay, that's a lie.
That is an absolute hand to God. I'd rather eat a grasshopper than a steak with ranch dressing on it.
Okay, that's good. Good for you. Lucky for you, we didn't bet steak versus ranch. I made some steak last night. I got that steak ready to go, and you best damn believe I'm going to shake that Hidden Valley tonight when I get that going. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday to everybody out there. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, we're 5 shows away, less than a week away from the Texans draft. The OG John Lopez has 5 things that could happen that would make this a perfect draft for your Houston Texans. We'll hear those next.
Number 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.